It's time for Twit This Week in Tech. John C. Dvorak is here. Tim Stevens is here. And Jolie O'Dell is back on the internet. We've got her. We'll also talk about Facebook. They just bought Oculus Rift, the virtual reality company. Microsoft releases, finally, Office for the iPad. And Mike Elgin says Apple should buy Yahoo. Really? It's next on Twit.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Twit, This Week in Tech, episode 451, recorded Sunday, March 30th, 2014. Gibson's Nuts. This Week in Tech is brought to you by Harry's, for guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. Go to harrys.com and get a four-pack of razor blades free with your first purchase when you use the promo code TWIT. And by stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with stamps.com. Use stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to stamps.com now. Click on the microphone and enter TWIT. And by FreshBooks, the simple online accounting solution built for small business owners just like you who want to skip the headache of tax time. For a limited time, try FreshBooks free for 60 days. To get started, visit GetFreshBooks.com now and enter This Week in Tech in the How Did You Hear About Us section. It's time for Twit This Week in
Tech,
the show where we talk about the week's tech news. And every week I love the chance to get together with the smartest, best journalists in the business. But this is an unusually good panel today. I'm really glad you tuned in for it. We're going to start all the way to my right. John C. Dvorak is here wearing his Division II
football thing. And I want to remind people that it was Central Missouri won the Division II basketball championship. This is real basketball. It's not corrupted by the big universities. It's not corrupt. It's the Central Missouri Mules. And I'd invite anyone who happens to be from that school to send me a sweatshirt.
Okay, there you go.
A zippered hoodie.
Do you have a bracket? Do you follow March Madness?
This was a division.
Is that the corrupt stuff?
Oh, the corrupt stuff is just that there was a thing on Real Sports. Watch this with Brian Gumbel.
Yeah.
And they just went right after North Carolina and everybody else. Total corruption in what should be professional sports.
Because they're not student athletes.
They're giving them degrees in general studies.
Yeah.
They're ripping off these kids.
Yeah, that's sad. That's what I feel bad about.
Yeah, the kids think they're going to go to a school, they get a degree, they end up getting... Meanwhile, you go
they
down
end up
the
getting
division.
NBA contracts making $58 million a year.
They're making nothing.
Sad.
And you should go watch Division II stuff. It's no corruption.
Dvorak.org/blog. Thank you very much. John has now used his entire quota for the show.
No agenda show. We forgot about plugging that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sitting to his left, Mr. Tim Stevens. So good to have you, former editor-in-chief at Engadget. He's now at CNET, and you're here for the Build conference. We got you out, and your lovely wife.
Yes.
From the bitterly cold northern upstate New York.
Yeah, I was saying it was 15 degrees when I flew out on Thursday, so it's a little bit nicer now.
Here.
I mean, it was raining yesterday, and everyone's complaining. But I was like, this isn't so bad.
It was freezing yesterday. Here, I'm surprised that you could stand it.
Freezing here?
No, all over. It was cold.
Yeah. Chilly. And look who's here. I thought she gave up the internet. That's why we hadn't invited Jolie O'Dell to be on the show. And then there was a Twitter stream going back and forth. And you even said, yeah, I'll be on the show. So we immediately called you.
You did.
Welcome back
from
VentureBeat, Jolie O'Dell.
Yes.
You said you're in management now?
I am the managing editor.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you. It's wonderful. We have such a talented group of writers, and I'm honored to support them.
I went to your website a few months ago, and it said I've given up the internet. And I thought, well, I guess we can't, because this, by the way, I hope I'm not telling you something you don't know, but this is on the internet.
The show here.
Yes,
would you have done the show when you had given up the? Yeah, I
absolutely.
Know it's a new thing.
Absolutely, anything for you.
Huh. Okay.
So if I have the opportunity to run my mouth, I'm going to take it.
Is this on every week? The show
twice weekly now.
Huh. So invite me to the other one.
Never. I do that one in my jammies at home.
Chad's like, wait a minute. There's two.
We don't put that one on the internet.
Okay.
It's just me in my e-vape cigarette pontificating. So did you give up the internet? This is what I say. But see, I have this paranoid imagination, and it just runs wild. And I don't know if other people do this, but, you know, given a little bit of information. Oh, I know they do that because I've been watching CNN all week.
Given just a little information, I will conflate a giant story around it. The giant story I told myself was, poor Jolie, she was probably harassed off the internet.
Oh, no.
Is that not true?
The trolls couldn't keep me off the internet.
You don't care about that.
I don't care about them.
Because
they don't pay me.
If you're a young, attractive woman on the internet, it's got to, I mean, it's bad enough for me as an old fat
woman. If you're a young, attractive woman in the world, you get it.
Bothered,
and you can choose to retaliate, ignore, or laugh it off, or get hurt.
What do you do?
Well, I used to get hurt, and now I can't care.
You just let it.
I don't see it anymore. So, no, the reason I got off the internet was because of legitimate privacy and security concerns.
Very legitimate.
I think in the wake of certain Snowden-related things, right, Everybody's been a little bit antsy about it, and I just got a little... I'm like, well, I have to put my money where my mouth is. If I say I'm concerned,
The Snowden revelations last June that prompted this? Oh, interesting.
Well, yes, and also talking to the companies that were implicated in those kinds of things a lot. Oh, goodness. Well, you probably know what I'm talking about, too.
Because John is constantly harassed.
Yeah, absolutely. I am as well.
Who are you looking at?
Everybody on that side of the table.
Oh, I give
no,
up.
No, you're
what?
An internet happy little.
I get harassed
media.
All the time.
No,
on Twitter.
Neil gets more harassed than I do.
I do, and it's horrible. And it's because I'm so good looking, and I understand that, and so I just embrace it. I say, they I hate me because they love me.
Like Rihanna, you're like Rihanna.
I'm very much like Rihanna. In fact, I think Chris Brown beat me up.
Ooh,
I could be wrong.
Ooh.
I got a text from my son this morning. He's flying back to college. He says, I can't go back. I broke my collarbone.
He did?
I said, what?
How did he do
that? Hie thee to a hospital. Get an x-ray. And he did. He said, oh, good news. It's just bad sprain. But I still have
How do you sprain your collarbone?
So that's what I asked him, especially at 8 in the morning. He said, I was throwing...
Sorry.
What did you do?
I just made a mistake.
Did you change this to... Oh, gosh, it's Korean.
Yeah.
Nice. You changed it to Korean.
Does anybody in the room speak Korean?
You don't need to. You can figure it out. Never mind.
I don't even know what it's doing, but it's doing it in Korean.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
suddenly everything's cutesy looking.
I now know how to say Twitter. Is that Korean? What is that? It looks like Hangul. What is that? Oh, man, John. I can't believe you did that.
No, I think that's Japanese.
It was an accident.
That's definitely not Japanese. I think it's
no. If it's got a lot of O's, it's Korean. Because that Korean, the Korean language that the symbols on there are how you're supposed to form your mouth to say the
what?
Word.
Is that true?
Yeah, because the Japanese destroyed their language and the Koreans had to reinvent the language based on their. They already could talk it, but the written language was gone, so they wrote this crazy language that actually defines the way you move your mouth to say the word.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Because Korean's not an Asian.
That's
language.
Why there's a round one. Is when you.
That's so interesting.
You open your mouth. You
it must be much easier to learn how to read as a Korean child.
I'll tell you.
Maybe
Twitter in Korean much more compelling. God, I can't read that at all.
You know, it's really weird to me that that you can't lock that some idiot from doing that.
Your brightness down.
Some
really
idiot
surprises me.
Let's see if Leo can adjust the brightness in Korean.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, they made that easy.
It goes west to east.
Oh, man.
Okay. Back
anyway,
we have a show going here.
I said, Henry, how did you bust your collarbone? He said, I was throwing somebody out of the house and then he tackled me. So I don't know what's been going on at the house while I've been gone. But anyway, I'm here now. I don't know. Don't ask me. He's 18.
Oh, well, he can leave.
Did you have this kind of problem with your
kids? No, my kids are just fantastic.
Yeah. I told him not to tell his mother. Our show today, let's talk about tech news. What do you say?
Is there any tech news this week?
Seems to me there is. I could be wrong. Didn't Edward Snowden reveal that the NSA has been spying on 22 world leaders even as we speak?
Yeah, but is that tech news? That's just politics.
Do you think Edward Snowden should reveal that stuff? Shouldn't he be revealing the stuff that affects us as, in violation of the Fourth Amendment rather than just the spy activities?
He gave all the information over to the Guardian and to Greenwald and some other people, and they're picking and choosing what to write about.
I get it.
Snowden is not doing anything. He's sitting around hanging out with Russian hookers. That's what I'd do. I was stuck in Russia.
I know what the big story was this week. Facebook bought Oculus VR.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everybody's
$2 billion.
Yeah, wasn't that a publicly financed company? One of those
Kickstarter.
And now everybody, mm-hmm. these guys get billions, and the Kickstarter people get nothing.
Notch, the guy who created Minecraft, had put down $10,000 as part of the Kickstarter.
But that wasn't an equity investment.
Well, right. That's
so he gets mm-hmm. bupkis.
He gets bupkis. And he went down and visited the Oculus folks, got very excited, and only last week decided to do a Minecraft virtual reality version. As soon as the acquisition happened, he said, you know, I love these guys. I think that it's a great product, but I don't want to do this for Facebook, so that's it. We're killing the project.
Yeah, he said Facebook
good
creeps
for him.
Me out, so
creeps
therefore I don't want anything to do with it. And he was only the first. There were quite a few other smaller indie developers who kind of followed suit and said the same sort of thing.
Well, all you have to do is go to the Kickstarter project page and see all the comments.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit premature to be really pulling the trigger on that kind of thing. I mean, nobody knows exactly what Facebook's going to do with Oculus. Certainly, it changes the tone of the conversation about Oculus, you know, being this really interesting
It's not gaming
product.
Anymore.
I mean, it could be gaming, but it could be a very different sort of gaming. I mean, gaming is one of those popular things to do on Facebook, you know, Farmville and all those other great high-quality titles. And people didn't really want that sort of experience on Oculus. They wanted more of like a hardcore gaming experience. Now the thought
that's who's upset.
Yeah, it's primarily the hardcore gamers and those who are invested in this product, thinking it finally would bring great VR to home. And now the question is it going to? Is the experience going to be as good as it was?
I kicked in $300 and I got my developer kit, and it's still under my desk, never used. But I feel like that's what I paid for. That's what I got. And you're right. We weren't Kickstarter is a great pains to tell everybody again and again you're not an equity investor.
I'm baffled by everybody thinking that this has anything to do with gaming whatsoever.
The Rift. I mean, the headset.
Acquisition, the deal.
Mm. Well, I don't know what it has to do with. Mark Zuckerberg said... Oh,
I
good.
Know.
Let me tell you what Zuck said, and you said if he's lying.
Yes.
What Zuckerberg said is that, I'm going to project onto it. You know, the current big thing is mobile. Then here comes wearables. And I think they almost missed mobile. I mean, they were late to the table. They fortunately were able to save it and came back strong in mobile. He said that he believes virtual reality is the next big platform. And when you say that big, that's a big word in the business.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before.
Yeah. But he's being paranoid. He doesn't want to miss out.
He's at the point where he's getting paranoid.
He's got the cash.
He's not paranoid.
They're buying best-of-class companies, Instagram, WhatsApp, and now Oculus.
It's funny. They're making,
now you tell me.
They're making two big bets on opposite ends of the spectrum. One is very, very low end, where it's just messaging, and it has a global focus that anybody can use.
Even
and then
low
they
end
have,
hardware, yeah.
When you're looking very far forward in places where quality of life is already really, really high, it's not about wearing some bizarre scuba mask looking thing on your face. It's about overlaying Facebook on everything. And I think that won't have anything to do with hardware, and it won't have anything to do with gaming.
But why would they want Oculus VR then?
Because
I mean, isn't that are you they
want,
hardware?
Why do you Google want Glass Facebook in 3D?
Google Glass is one way of projecting.
Yeah, I think Mark's worried about glass.
I don't think so at all. It's a horrible experience. I think he wants to get to the next level of experience,
right. And
it comes without a face mask. He just has to figure out how to get there and why people are so intrigued by the experience of Oculus VR.
Are they really intrigued?
First of all, $2 billion.
Two huge, horrible-looking devices.
But I think Jolie's right. We're not talking about that thing. That's just a very early prototype. My generation, and I think a lot of people in technology grew up with two books: Neuromancer by Gibson and Steve Gibson, William Gibson's Neuromancer, where the protagonist jacked in to a virtual reality world. And, of course, Neil Stephenson's
Snow Crash.
The metaverse mm-hmm. where they – and I think Zuckerberg probably was a Snow Crash fanatic, read the book in 92 when it came out. And I think that has driven a lot of this VR research. We want, do we not, a world that we can interact, not just gaming.
Right.
And wouldn't this be great for Facebook if instead of going to look at it on a screen, I'm in Facebook?
Oh, yeah. God.
Tim and I are going. You can stay behind.
I'm ready to go, too.
John and I will move to our cabin in the woods and wear tinfoil hats. Thank you very much.
I live in a cabin in the woods, and I would still love to do this. So I think
he already has a tinfoil hat.
I have a tinfoil hat, too. It is a curious acquisition, though, because when they bought WhatsApp, when they bought Instagram, they bought a lot of users. I mean, a lot of users. Here they bought...
No users.
No team developers really at all. And a very simple technology. I mean, Palmer Luckey's done amazing stuff to make this hardware as simple as it is. And we've seen PlayStation come out of the gate very quickly with something that's not exactly a copycat, but
Microsoft Fortaleza.
Microsoft won't be too far behind. So
I do think they bought a foothold in the future.
What you're saying is they both bought red and black, to for an analogy John will understand.
Yeah, it'd be double zero, believe me.
By buying WhatsApp, they bought the low end. And by
No, one's an investment in the present, their next billion users, and the other's an investment in the future. Right.
Hey, you got
God
the money.
God forbid.
But it's not cash. It's Oculus stock.
Even in the future,
just a third of it was cash.
I mean, I don't see how Oculus is really that far in the future compared to the other technologies that
are out there.
They don't have a great user base. They don't have a lot of developers. I mean, they do have a lot of developers.
The idea of Facebook being overly on everything you do is the future.
Can they keep those developers?
And that's the thing. If they've turned off those developers, and they've lost half the reason for making the acquisition.
Well, F8's coming up awfully soon. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I can't wait.
They always have goodies to keep developers interested.
That's Facebook's developers.
Here's my prediction.
And that I will be going to.
Yeah.
What's coming up?
F8.
Your fate.
Bump, bump,
Here's
bump.
My prediction.
Yes.
Poor acquisition. Fail. The thing, 2 years from now, it'll be given up on the way Microsoft does with every other thing it tries to do.
I disagree.
Yeah, it won't be around in 2 years.
I think Oculus...
It won't be the form factor we know,
The whole thing.
Oh, okay.
I think VR is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's very early days, just as it is with Google Glass. Neither is completely satisfactory. I threw up almost immediately in Oculus VR.
Bless your heart.
It turns out, according to Dana Boyd, that means I'm a girl. But we'll talk about that in a sec.
Oh, I love Dana.
That's bull crap.
No, she's got biological proof, but I'll talk about that in a sec. I think that...
Did she take into account your vision issues?
No, she doesn't know me. I think that the really smart thing and that Oculus could do at this point is say to developers, look, we were only going to go so far with the money we got, the couple of million we got on Kickstarter, the $75 million we got from venture capital. With Facebook, we have long runway to give away VR gear to this is Mark Zuckerberg saying, I want to seed this because I believe VR is going to be a platform. And I'm hoping that's true because it's going to take that kind of money over a long time, maybe 10, 20 years for this to become a reality.
You're going to push it out that far.
Well, I'm waiting. I want this at the nursing home. I want to be lying in the bed with the thing plugged in. I'll be in Paris. I won't know. I'll be happy. That's what I want.
You know, that's sick.
No, it's not sick.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
I will come pull your plug, sir.
And I won't be able to do anything because I'll just be lying there.
Compared to the reality of the situation.
I'll be in
Paris
and some girl will sneak up and pull my plug.
Yeah.
So Dana Boyd wrote an interesting...
Plug pulled in Paris.
An interesting article on Quartz saying that the Oculus Rift is sexist. Now, I have to say...
Oh, that's interesting.
It made me nauseous.
Poor choice of terminology. I don't think it's sexist necessarily.
No, that's some stupid headline writer. But what she did point out is there is a gender difference in how people perceive simulated 3D environments. She talks about there's two different ways all of us work. There's one that we can perceive 3D by shading. And that's because we do micro adjustments of our eyes at all times. You know, we're going back and forth. And we can perceive the three dimensions by the... kind of parallax. And the other kind of depth that perception is motion parallax. So that if I have this coffee mug and it comes towards me, it's getting bigger. My brain realizes it's unlikely the coffee mug is actually swelling. So it says, oh, it's getting closer. That's one way of depth perception. The other is with shading. It turns out that VR, as we've seen it so far, works very well with this kind, the motion parallax depth perception. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do the shading very well. It turns out that women... how do I say this in a non-sexist way?
Females.
Oh, that's even worse.
Females tend, not because I got sick, but tend to use the shading method.
Wait. The way you structured that sentence is females because
I'm a man.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to have to show you, but I'm a man.
We don't want to see.
Manly man. Look at that.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
I still got sick, but what she's saying is she has observed, and it's been observed before, that women tend to get more nauseated by these virtual reality things.
Observed.
And she thinks it has to do with...
She has observed.
She says we need to do more research.
Yeah. This is silly. Okay.
You know what she did that was interesting?
Is she talking to male gamers who are used to doing... all kinds of first-person shooter crazy because, like, that makes me nauseous. Not because it's violent, but because
you're moving too much.
There's too much.
Yeah.
And I think if she was talking to groups of men who play first-person shooters and women
gender clinic in Utrecht in the Netherlands where people were having transgender surgery. And they were getting the initial hormones. And they noted a change in how depth perception worked as the hormones started to kick in.
That's pretty weird.
That's a much more interesting than she observed.
That's where the evidence... Okay. Yeah, okay, that's where the evidence comes from.
I can stop poo-pooing it then. I'm very happy.
And furthermore, it turns out that there, besides the genitalia, the number two site for sex hormones is the retinas.
The retinas?
The retinas. Mm. That's your near, that's in your eyes, John. It's not.
Oh, the red. Oh, I thought you were referring to a band out of Switzerland.
So, anyway, it's. I admit it's not scientific proof, but there. But I think it's an interesting point. Anyway, I did get sick, and you know, car sickness, motion sickness comes from a disconnect between what you're perceiving and what your inner ear is perceiving.
Yeah, you get seasick that way.
You get seasick.
Yeah, you bounce around.
I had somebody call me, who's a pilot or works in Air Force simulations. He says, oh, cold, wet cloth in the back of the neck fixes it every time.
Huh. That's interesting. It's possible. Hmm. Well, here's the way I'm seeing this thing. This is never going to fly. It's a bad investment. It's the only real long-term use for this sort of thing is going to be for engineering. Well, people, they got to, you know, formulize a car. They got to see the model in 3D, and they got to be able to walk around it and all the rest of it. What's going to take over the gaming and the rest of it is going to be freestanding display technology that projects 3D without glasses or any aid.
We're a long way from that being cheap and being good, whereas Oculus is now is cheap and good.
No, but he's right.
It's not good.
It's not okay. Good.
It's a lot better than any sort of projection.
No, I didn't try DK2, right, but I'm told the second generation is very good.
None of them are good, but they work. And they're working on this.
It would be so much easier if we all just had constantly running smoke machines in our houses.
How about that for an idea? Why don't we just
everything
live in the
sexier.
Real 3D world?
It all
and
looks
we don't
like
have to worry
a
about
snake video.
Ooh, shading.
Look at and it'd be fine.
The shading is perfect.
You know, in the long run, it's not going to be a helmet. It's got to be a way to plug into your sensorium directly so that all five senses.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah?
No.
It's got to be taste. It's got to be smell. It's got to be touch. It's got to be hearing. And it's got to be eyes. When you get all of that, it will be realistic. And I predict it will be not me in my lifetime or yours, John. Might be in Tim's, and it'll definitely be in Jolie's.
Oh, God.
No, Jolie is against it.
I am.
Well, too bad.
Okay, when you look at.
Too bad.
Let's talk about science fiction. Okay. In all the dystopian versions of the future, you're too plugged in, you're too connected. Everything computing related is like right in front of you, touchable. And in the less dystopian versions of it, you have access to computing when you want it, but it doesn't take over your life. You're still
I think that's what people want.
Human.
People do want to disconnect. Although I got to tell you, do you not notice that everybody is constantly looking at their smartphone all the
time?
Yeah.
Not you, Jolie. Everybody. You're just a weirdo.
But I know.
You know
that's
that,
why
though.
You have me on
you're
the
an
show.
You are an outlier.
I am an outlier.
You know that.
Yes.
But I have to say, you walk down the street and everybody is living in this.
I have to yell at people. I have to say, heads up, sweetheart. You're not
an enemy. I go to the cell phone to get cues because I have a number of people that are cueing me what to talk about. Including
his name is Leo Laporte.
John's
you used to work with him in the early 90s.
And as somebody mentioned in my stream here, they still haven't got speech recognition to work let alone such a thing.
I acknowledge this. Or handwriting. There's a lot of things the human brain can do that computers are terrible at, and I'm sure this is one of them. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't work on it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Well, I don't know if we should. I don't know that
if somebody with the money.
I think it's got some evil behind it. I'm not convinced of any of this.
Well, this is why people don't trust Facebook, right? They don't trust Mark. Mm-hmm. But if somebody with the money of Mark Zuckerberg is willing to plunge money into it, some real money, not $2 billion, tens of billions.
All right, I would be interested to see what comes out the
wouldn't
other
you?
End.
Yeah, it's not all.
So I can condemn it later.
Later,
sorry.
Gives you. You know what? Just think of it
all
that
over
way.
The place.
Fuel for columns. Just think of it that way.
Lots of fuel.
It wouldn't be so disturbing if Facebook's business model wasn't advertising and selling people.
What's wrong with that?
And you're talking to Leo, who is a advertising selling people guy.
You know what? I think capitalism is beautiful,
yeah.
And I think ad-supported media is here to stay.
And she's part of that, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm
the only one here.
Visit VentureBeat.com.
I will say right now that the kind of ads that we sell are not, in fact...
here we go again.
Coordinated to the audience. We don't do we don't try to, do research stuff. However, I have no problem with Google or Facebook trying to give me ads and stuff I'm interested in. I would much rather see unfortunately, on Microsoft...
Problem. Wait a minute, let me ask you this question. You have no problems going onto Amazon and buying the mug that you're holding and then getting relentless ads to buy the mug long after you already bought the mug.
That's because it's poorly done.
Very poorly done, and these are the experts.
But the better
it's done, it's just intended to part a fool from his money. Now, you're not a fool, but there are a lot of more gullible people out there, and it's evil.
It's because advertisers would prefer to spend money on people who are likely to buy their product. You're thinking of a kind of advertising that I actually don't like, the advertising to trick people, to separate a fool from their money.
That's all advertising.
But it isn't all advertising, because we do buy stuff. And what I would like to see, and I think we do it here, and I think that it's the coming trend, is advertising that says, here's what we do, here's the value, if you would like it, this is where you get it.
I've worked at ad agencies, and that's just, it's all trickery and
old. That's old school. That's Edgar Bernays. That's the old way of PR. And I do believe we're entering a new era because of the internet-connected consumer. They're smart.
You're going crazy today.
I have been suppressed by people like you and people like you who've like been putting a lid on me, and I've decided I'm going to come out full force.
What have I ever said?
You're trying right now. Come out full force in favor of the notion that I use a free service like Google, Facebook. They're fantastically useful. They need to monetize that. They do it with advertising. I would prefer they do it with advertising that for something I'm interested in.
I would prefer they just take my money.
I totally agree with that. However, what about Google and Facebook working together and sharing that information that they have about you?
With the government.
It's one thing for them to create a profile and for an advertiser to be able to target ads against somebody like you, but is it okay for Facebook to sell your information to another group and then build a bigger profile?
To what end? For better ads.
For example, if Facebook sold their facial recognition database to Target, and when you walked into Target, they took a picture of you and knew who you were and were able to track you where you went in the store, is that okay?
Yeah, as long as the purpose of it is, and I think it is for these companies, to target me with more appropriate ads. So not show me diaper ads because I don't have infants. I don't want to see diaper ads. That's a waste of my time. To show me ads for adult diapers because I'm in my 50s.
Hey-o.
I'm actually being very serious here. I don't think that is a detriment. Okay. And I don't care if they do that. Now, John always brings up this, I think, red herring. What about the insurance companies or the government?
I agree, that's
a problem.
Yeah, now the insurance companies get the data and say, Leo, you're not paying enough for your life insurance because you're drinking a lot of beer. And, look at these donuts. Uh-huh. You're buying a lot of donuts.
I'll agree with you, and I will fight that, and I think that's
wrong. I don't think that those entities are the ones you have to worry about. At this point, I think it's more likely that a hacker is going to expose that data. Mm.
There's that, too. Mm. Hacker.
What are they going to tell people?
Obviously,
they're going to say, well, Leo leaves his house every single day at 3 o'clock.
You have to be living in a very scared, paranoid state to really worry.
People get robbed.
Facial and fingerprint recognition for identification purposes, if it's being used at your bank or with your online purchasing.
What's wrong with that?
Let's take your money, Leo.
When someone hacks it, darling, then you lose all your money and your identity.
That will not happen because the commercial interests in this capitalist country want all of this stuff because it helps them make better money. They're going to make sure, just as they do right now with an ATM. Nobody lost any money from Target. Nobody lost any money from Target. You know who lost money? Target and the other credit card companies who had to reissue. Not one penny was lost by consumers.
This time.
Ever. Because they will continue to indemnify you because they want to do business.
Somebody's losing money on this deal because all the credit card companies do the exact same thing. They say, screw it, let people steal the cars. We don't care. We're just going to charge you 26% interest on your card, and that'll make up for
our losses. Choice. You don't have to pay on an interest credit card.
I don't have a credit card for that reason. Well, okay. I use American Express.
Nobody made you do
it. It's a credit card.
It's really not a credit card.
It's because of those damn cupcakes.
You have to pay it.
I blame you. Let's take a break.
I did use the brown acid this time.
I told you not to use the brown acid. I just decided that I've been letting this go for a long time, this kind of notion that, they're collecting information. I'm not sure that's a detriment.
So you've changed sides.
When it changes from advertising to something else, when they're turning into data brokers selling your information, and when the government then starts to use that information,
it has to
you.
Go that far before it's a problem.
But I totally agree. We shouldn't be restricting that stuff because of the fear of hacking. We should simply be building more secure systems.
And we get a lot of great stuff for free. Now, I wish that Google, and I guess they do with Google Apps, I wish that there were a paid Facebook so that you, Jolie, could use it. But I don't think it would make any difference. I think they'd still try to target.
Let me tell you, this is why I quit the internet. Because I believe in my personhood and my freedom so much that I don't want to be a commodity bought and traded based on the data that I generate. And that's
then you should leave the internet. That's a choice.
That's a very emotional.
But you have a choice to do that, right?
Yes, I do.
It's hard.
Oh no, it was wonderful.
Okay,
I got to see people in person.
I personally really appreciate the benefits I get from the internet, and I get a lot of great free stuff, including, by the way, this programming.
Maybe that's it. I don't get free stuff. I'm a journalist.
No, you get Facebook for free. You get Google for free.
Oh, I thought you meant free
Google
stuff.
Google is hellaciously useful. I get a new phone. I log into my Google account. It's got all my contacts on my calendar. That's hellaciously useful.
Hellaciously.
I did trade personal information for that. Mm-hmm. But who can deny that that's really a value?
Wow.
And all I ask is that they be upfront. They say, we're going to give you this. This is where Facebook's a little skeezy. Mm-hmm. They don't really explain what you're giving up and what you're getting for it. Google, I think, is very straightforward. We're going to take this information. We're going to use it to target ads. They're constantly telling you what they're doing.
And it's a little harder on Facebook to opt out of things, too. Like the facial recognition, if you want to opt out of that, it's a lot of clicks, and they don't even say what it is exactly. It's more about face tagging. That's a little bit concerning.
They feel a little sleazy.
I want to remind the listeners and this chat room out there, can you imagine what this show would be like without Jolie and me on here to balance these two?
Why do you think you're here? You think it's I invite like, you just because I like your looks?
I mean, we'd be saluting pretty
cupcakes.
Soon. We're going to be...
I do invite you for your cupcakes.
Why, Leo, what's that?
Why, it's something that came in the mail the other day, and I think it's a new sponsor. Shall we open it, John?
I believe it's probably just a bunch of peanuts in the styrofoam
thing. It's my Harry's. My Harry's came. I'm very excited.
Harry's?
Harry's.
Harry and David, you're going to get a beef salami?
No. You know the guys who started Warby Parker, Jeff... I like Jeff because he's a rebel. He started Warby because he was mad about the monopoly in eyewear that was costing people too much money. He decided, I need a razor to open my razor. Thank you. He decided to start.
You have a razor? Is it a Motorola razor in there?
No, John, stop with the bad puns. This is just a.
It's not a pun. You said razor.
It's a razor. It's
a razor blade?
Razor blade. Harry's was founded less than a year ago by a couple of guys, Andy and Jeff.
You know, you might want to use the blade to cut through the thing there, too.
You know what? Don't you enjoy it when, like, the tape just gives?
Never
like,
does.
Like, you struggle, and then it just goes, all right, you're master. That's what I'm going for here.
Uh-huh. You've got deep issues.
I know. It's so true.
It's getting worse by the day.
All right. No peanuts. Nice paper packing. This is my Harry's.
I'm so excited.
Okay, we're not. This is nice. It's a great shaving experience. Half the price of other razor blades, but they're not giving up that quality feel. Look at this.
It looks so luxe.
Isn't
that a little snappy thingy?
Yeah, go ahead and snap it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Mirrored edges.
Look
at that. Yeah.
It's so heavy.
Well, it's because
this is thoughtfully packaged.
I think it's beautiful.
That's cool.
First of all.
She just found she's going to have to buy this for her husband after all this.
Oh, you know what? Aaron would love this. Aaron would love this.
You know he would.
Anybody with a guy in their life would love this. It's gorgeous, simple product design, high quality blades. Where's the best knives, John? Where do they come from?
The best knives that come from Japan.
No.
Germany.
Everybody knows
that.
Play along, John. Play along.
How many blades is that?
This one's looks like a five-blader. They're made and engineered in their factory in Germany for sharpness and strength. Five. She counted them.
Five.
You know, did you know this? There's a blade, single blade on the inside here. You can just shoot.
That's
for the nose.
That's
did you know that?
That's for your bikini line.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Actually, this one doesn't have it. No, it does. There it is. It's very nice. So it's really six, just if you're counting. Go ahead. Is that not beautiful? That is a work of art. And then what you also get with that, the lovely Harry's shave cream. I'm a fan of this. Instead of the shave gel or
let me try some shave a little
bit. The shave cream, it's fragrant, it's delicious. Let me just
I feel like we should bring you a hot towel.
Oh, you're going to love that.
Smell, man.
Go ahead.
Smell my
finger. Not snip your finger.
It smells like mint.
So this is the... This,
here, let me see.
Go and you can order the engraved Winston set. Would you pull that up for me,
Ew, is that menthol?
Chad? Yeah. Do you smell that? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that smell good?
It
shipped to my door. I love how it looks. It gives me a great shave and it's a great price. It's $15 a set that includes a handle, three blades, and the shave cream. And before you check out, make sure you add a four-pack of razors to your order. Then enter the promo code TWIT and you'll get the four-pack free. That's not my razor.
Review?
Oh, dear. That's pretty
incredible?
Butch of you.
Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S, com. There are people, engineers. John, are you shaving?
He's shaving right now.
Well, he gave me this stuff. I might as well.
Okay, might as well use it.
Try it out.
Can I get another box now? That's my my blade.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, please. You know what, John?
Maybe you have to give me this package
this
now.
This moisturizer.
Give me that package. Here, take it. It does, isn't it nice?
Well, let me see it. I want to know.
Softens your face.
What I'm.
HARRYS.com. Promo code TWIT. You get the 4 blades free. And the $15 handle, 3 blades and shave cream. That is a great deal. And, of course, then you're going to get your Harry's monthly.
I didn't realize that if I had actually shaved with this, I had contaminated at such an extreme you'd have to give it to me. Huh.
I would have shaved with it then if I'd known that.
Yeah, well.
Missed opportunity.
You come back, you'll get one too. In fact, you know what? You're all going to get a Harry's shave kit. I'll make sure all three of you
get
one.
I get
Thank you very much.
Yeah, go ahead. Please say.
Harry's.com. Look, here's a little guide if you don't know how to shave. You can use that. I think that's Shakespeare.
That was a...
I think you're right.
True Shakespeare. I don't know.
You don't need a shaver.
You need one of those know that your trimmers. John, did you know your facial hair is as coarse as copper wire? Actually, yours is copper wire.
It looks like copper wire.
Non-conductive, thankfully.
Anyway, thank you, Harry's. We're really glad to have you on the group. And everybody try it. Harry's.com. And don't forget to use TWIT so you get that extra 4-pack of blades absolutely free. Is Mark Zuckerberg... the Warren Buffett of technology? That's what Felix Salmon.
Mark Zuckerberg.
I love Felix, but I love Felix too. Where's the correlation there?
I don't see it either.
Is he the Elon Musk? Is he? I bet he wants to be Elon Musk.
I think he's the Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good enough.
Singular guy.
You know what? I'd take that. Mm-hmm. I'd take that. Mm-hmm. Not so bad. I'm actually starting to get some respect for Mark, I have to say. So
he's grown up so much since he took that job.
He doesn't wear the shower Adidas shower sandals anymore.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I don't know.
Well, he's a grown man now. He was a boy when he started that company. And the first few times I saw him speak at press conferences, he was just like a nervous little boy. Just
remember how nervous he was?
And now he's a man.
Yeah, he shot a lot of animals.
Nothing like $30 billion to give you confidence.
I respect the shooting animals.
I do, too. I think it's great.
Not that I like hunting, but if you're going to eat meat, then that's the way to do it.
Are you a vegetarian?
I'm a vegetarian, yes.
That's good. He's got an ethical... That's an ethical point of view. Me, I don't want to see the pig. I just want the bacon, personally.
It's a very common thought. There's a lot of people, they don't want to see anything that reminds them. You know, they'll eat the meat, but they don't want anything that looks like it's...
My husband's like that. I love killing animals and eating them. Like, we did a crab boil one time. I was naming them and trash-talking them as I put them in the pot.
Now you're talking. That's a cook.
I like to butcher pig meat, you know, with the skin and the fat and everything.
Usually, have you had goat...
No,
probably not.
I've not had goat. Right?
If you haven't had goat, then you...
No, seriously.
Well, they're relatively small animals, aren't they?
Goat, yeah. You get the... They're goat is... People
very,
say,
very
what
quick,
this is goat
the most animals. Widely eaten meat.
It is.
In
and
the
it
world.
Is mild. It's mild.
They,
it's like
they'll eat
mild.
Anything. They're easy to raise.
It's like mild lamb. It doesn't even have.
You know,
the,
John, you'd
none
enjoy
of the
this.
Goat flavor.
It's coming out April 1st on Steam, the Goat Simulator. Have you seen the video on this?
Wow, what a segue.
It's a new game. It's I know it's April Fool's Day, but I think this is real.
It is real.
I know
it's amazing,
real.
Yeah.
Isn't this?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
I have. It's fantastic.
So this is a takeoff, I'm told, of another game ad.
Dead Island.
Dead Island.
Called Dead Island.
Yeah. But of course, instead of, you know, a marine with guns, you're a goat.
Instead of zombies, you're a goat.
Is it a zombie that the goat's replacing, or is the goat the hero?
No, the goat's the zombie. So it starts off with a woman and or a
this
person.
This is going
and,
backwards in time, obviously.
Right. I mean, you should probably watch the Dead Island trailer. That was an amazing trailer. The game wasn't that great, but the trailer was amazing.
So the goat is the zombie.
It's actually, I think, the father of
it. The goat has a jetpack, apparently. So there's that.
It's a simulation, Leo.
Watch this. We find out where this all began with the exploding gas station. The goat apparently caused a gas station to explode.
As goats do.
Huh. As goats will. Goat Simulator, it's very affordable, only $9.99 on Steam, April 1st. Just a little. That's not an ad. I just see there's the goat in the gas station. That's how it all began.
Should have gotten paid.
Is that weird?
Yes.
It's amazing. It's epic. Pretty epic.
That is confusing.
Ironic. That's where we're at now.
So you said that's real. That's not. That's oh, yeah. They're actually. That's going to be a game.
Be a game.
You know, I know there's a market
for my generation. I do.
Why? That's great stuff. That's creative.
You're right. It's up there with Picasso.
Well, not everybody can be a Picasso. Some people will be goats.
For every Picasso, you need a bit of funny graffiti.
You need a goat
on the wall.
Oh, John, could you bring me my iPad? I wanted to show everybody the exciting new software from Microsoft. It's called Office. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Is this on the promoted? Are they advertising?
Yeah, they are. They advertising.
This is not an ad.
You should be doing that.
Our reviewer tried it out, and his headline was, "Thanks to Microsoft Office for iPad, I got absolutely nothing done."
Isn't that funny? Because it's productivity software.
Or
actually, I think they did a pretty good job.
It looks nice. Yeah.
So
I haven't seen it yet. So let's take a look.
I hope it's on here.
There it is.
Oh, it is. You know what I have to do? Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to sign into my Office 365 account, which I pay like $10 a month for, or $99 for a year. And you get Office on 5 computers, Mac or PC, and 5 tablets. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Office, in this case, means Word,
you get 10
Excel,
machines?
PowerPoint.
Are you saying 10 machines?
5 computers, 5 tablets.
Okay.
And any mix of platforms.
Any mix?
Yeah, so it could be that Macs and PCs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then any mix of those. I got to get my, I know it. Sign in. So I am Leo Laporte.
Your lock code just went out, by the way, just in case you were wondering about that.
My what? If anybody can come here
in case they find
take,
your tablet.
If they find my tablet. Yeah, I don't really care about my lock code going out. I do care about my Microsoft password going out. We couldn't find.
What is it?
I should give them the Gmail address, should I? That's probably the.
They don't mind.
They said, we couldn't find an address with that. I mean Outlook.
Okay, so you've got this thing running Office.
Tim, you've played with it. Tell them a little bit about while I log
in. Would you do writing and other things that are very computer-oriented? Would you use that instead of a desktop?
No, but
okay.
For me...
That's not what it's for.
It's more about being able to make quick updates to, like, if you have a presentation that you want to give, for example. It's a lot easier to carry that into the room than to carry your laptop a lot, especially if you're traveling. But the nice thing is you can use that read-only for free. So if you have documents in the cloud that you just need to read or you just need to look at quickly, you can get it for free, which is
using
nice.
Google Docs for that, you can open Microsoft
See,
Word.
Google Docs on iOS is pretty terrible. And you don't have the kind of power in Google Docs that you do
on
full-fledged
iPad?
Office.
Right.
Specifically?
Right.
So you've got full power Office on there, which is if you do want to make updates. But certainly if you just want to do read-only stuff, you want to take a look at presentations, if you want to give a presentation through your iPad, you can do it for free, which is, I think, a very nice feature for sure.
And in fact, CNET found kind of a way around paying for it. Which Microsoft said, well, we just hope people will adhere to our license agreement. They're apparently not going to shut that down.
You have to go to CNET.com to see that.
This would be going, I'm not going to tell you. This would be going a lot faster.
Why not? Just tell us.
If I didn't have to do it in Korean.
Well, go change it back. I can change it back. I memorize where the little
That's all
markers
right.
are.
I enjoy learning about other cultures as I do the show. All right. Now I've done the login. So It's a bit of a challenge.
What is this thing you have hooked to your iPad?
This is my stand. It turns it into just a little, isn't that nice? It's a doohickey. It's the same material geckos have on their feet.
Let's see.
No, I'm right now doing a demo, and after I'm done, I'll let you see it and change it to Korean, because I know that's what you really want. So this is Microsoft Word. The main thing is fidelity, right? That you're actually going to get something that's... I could open this in Google Docs. It isn't going to look like this.
Yeah,
I could open it in Pages if I've bought iWork, the Apple product.
Anybody who's used Google Docs on pretty much any mobile platform knows that it's very powerful. In fact, we use it a lot at CNET. But in terms of formatting, in terms of presentation, it's nowhere near as nice as Office or as the various Apple products, the iWork products.
Well, and you may be forced to use Office so to have that compatibility.
Absolutely.
Look, I realize that iPad users aren't going to probably... most cases go crazy over this. But I have to say, I am impressed by for instance, they've got ribbon functionality without taking over the screen.
Yeah.
The touch targets are a little small. This has always been a problem with Windows 8 as well, but usable. You know, you see how small that is. I have a big fat finger. It's kind of hard to hit some of these. And I think the ability to have an iPad with you. A lot of people with iPads have keyboards now, and to get some work done is going to be a lot of something that people want.
I wouldn't be writing my memoirs on there by any means, but if I had to make an update to my memoirs, perhaps I would do that on there quickly on the plane, that kind of thing. Yeah. And certainly battery life on there is a lot better than on your tablet or on your laptop, too.
I think this, to me, signals a little bit of a sea change at Microsoft. I think that one of the things, and one of the reasons Satya Nadella wanted to start this event, they did it on Thursday in San Francisco, a week before Build. And I think one of the reasons he really wanted to be there and do it separately from Build is I think that this is not something that would have happened. In fact, it didn't happen under Ballmer and Gates. I think that they were very protective of the Windows franchise and the Office franchise, that the internal groups there were very tough and protective of that. And they didn't want, for instance, to offer Office on an Apple right. platform. They were very reluctant to do that. And
Ballmer didn't want to give up 30% of revenue on any office sales, which is something that apparently Ballmer was very, very adamant about.
Right.
But now very quickly after, here we are. And they are indeed selling it on iOS. Right. You can subscribe to 365. And we've heard, I think it was Recode who had that first, that indeed Apple gets the 30% cut.
So I think what's happening is Microsoft, it's kind of a new, gentler, kinder Microsoft, a Microsoft that sees itself more as a services and cloud provider. Because one of the things this works best with is OneDrive. If you have your documents on OneDrive, you're working on them on the computer, they're available immediately on the iPad and vice versa. You can round trip through OneDrive. And I think that that's a big part of the selling point of this. Just like Google Docs, it's really about Google Drive. I think Microsoft might finally be saying, all right, we get it. It's a diverse world. It's a bring-your-own-device world. There are people who have iPhones. There are people. Remember, Bill Gates wouldn't let his kids buy an iPod or an iPhone? They wouldn't let them have it in the house.
They had to use a Zune.
And
when Satu
had good
went
quality.
Up on stage, he said,
sounded good.
Bring me my iPad. This yeah. was his iPad, yeah. not just you know
That's
a,
not an
a
accident.
Demonstration iPad.
You understand?
It was his iPad, I'm sure. Well,
bring
yeah.
me my iPad right. is a message, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyway, you know, it works nicely. It's beautiful. It's well designed. I think it was interesting. I expected that he would talk a little bit about. Oh, and don't worry, this will be on Windows 8.1 too. There will be a touch forward modern UI version of this. He didn't mention it, even though we know it's in the works and it may even be a related code base. He didn't mention it, and I thought that was interesting too. I think this is an acknowledgement. It's not a Windows only world anymore.
Yeah, sounds like surrender to me.
You think it's surrender or just acknowledging the facts?
That's a new guy. You know, he's trying out his own ideas.
There's no way Microsoft can continue to say, we're going to be the Windows and Office company. I mean, they've got Azure. That's a great product, I guess.
I'm just really excited to see what they announce at Build. It's more of a developer audience.
You're going to that.
I can't go to that. I have things to do, but...
Going to what? I missed that again.
Build, Microsoft Build, the developer conference coming up next week,
Tim's,
April
that's
2nd.
That's what Tim's in town for.
In San Francisco.
Oh, good. Well, report back.
I will certainly report back.
In fact, we are, just a program note, we're not going to be doing Windows Weekly on its regular day this week on Wednesday because Paul and Mary Jo are in town for Build, and we're going to do a special Windows Weekly Friday afternoon. You're invited to come by. Email tickets at twit.tv. First round's
this
on me.
Gecko stuff is weird. Whatever this.
Yeah, you can pry it off.
Climb the wall with that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll put it on my shoes.
Another program note, as long as I'm mentioning this, instead of Windows Weekly this week, April 2nd, I'm going to host a special hangout with Vint Cerf.
Wow.
The father of the internet.
That's great.
Google's doing this. In fact, you can sign up at google.com/takeaction. Vint, as you know, is a Google employee now.
Yeah. He's so kind. It's
Ow!
Funny.
It hurt to hear that.
But it seemed to no damage to the back.
The man is a genius, but he's such a great interview.
He's a sweetheart.
Mm. He's very down to earth. He doesn't make you feel stupid.
Wow. No, I love him.
Or like you're bad at math.
Yeah. Google.com/takeaction. I will moderate it. We'll get a chance to talk with Vin about a lot of things. He's been one of the advocates of IPv6. But mostly, I think what we want to talk about is how we can protect open
new cup holder.
Are you shaving?
No, check this out.
that's dangerous.
Shut up.
Gecko will stick to anything.
Look at that. That's impressive.
I should do an ad for that.
Keep that
I'm going to get it off without spilling coffee.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking
This is amazing.
To
and I don't use the word normally.
So that's going to be fun. April 2nd. And we are able to stream it live. So it'll be at the normal Windows Weekly time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1800 UTC.
Great.
So you can watch on YouTube because it'll be a hangout streamed on YouTube Live, or you can watch it on our website, twit.tv. And you can participate if you want to ask questions by going to google.com/takeaction. I'm excited about that. A free and open world depends on a free and open web. Now, is that cynical of Google?
What?
They're sponsoring this. They pay Vint Cerf. Is that a cynical move by an evil giant that's trying to take all your information?
I think it's hypocritical.
Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Do they not want a free and open web? I mean, isn't that how they make money?
Free?
Yes, that's how they make money. The more you use it, the more they make.
Trapping people into using services that...
Trapping? Nobody's trapping anybody.
Luring. You don't think so?
Luring is a better word.
Luring.
The way they have consolidated our identities across all their services is a trap.
However, they have Google Takeout, which means you can get your data out at any time. You're not trapped in it. You're always able to get
your data out. as
if
a
you
copy,
decide you want to use Microsoft Office instead, you
so
can.
You can take a copy of your data, but they still have it.
No, you can delete. Well,
they won't delete
Let's
anything.
You can say
naive.
You can delete it. I don't know if they delete it. I'm sure they do. Hey, what
You're
are they going to waste?
Just a booster
space?
For the industry today. This is great.
No, you guys.
This
are
is the real Leo. I'm
paranoid cynics.
No, I enjoy it when you're like this.
I'm.
It's
I
nice
am
to
looking.
Have a sparring partner.
I for one appreciate our new overlords. And I.
Yeah,
just,
there you go. Now you nailed it. This stuff is unbelievable.
Can I see it?
Technology, what a concept. Do you want to buy one? It's DEKK, D-E-K.
Can I stick a
They're not a sponsor. I bought this myself, D-E-K-K-E.net. It's called The Slope.
They should be advertising on this show.
Yeah, just because I use it. People, don't cut it. Oh, you're just going to stick
she's
something.
She's going to cut you there for a second.
I think she's going to stab me.
Well, don't cut yourself. You got to push
okay.
it.
I'm
you got to push
it.
It
has to have, a smooth, non-porous.
Hey, close the blade. Close Do us a favor.
Yeah, please.
So scary.
I'm getting nervous over on the side of the table.
Yeah. Some people are scared of the internet. I'm scared of sharp knives.
I'm just going
to. Let's take a little break and see what you missed, if you missed anything on Twitter.
Put a cupcake on it. See if
it's Put a cupcake on it.
On Twitter. The Social Hour.
Kids today realize and are a lot more aware and educated on all the things that can go bad with social media. An application like CyberDust, it's more about just taking control of your messaging and particularly your text messaging.
TWiT Live Specials.
It's really an announcement about Office for iPad, which was highly expected, and then a whole lot of blather about the rest of it.
Talked about three different things, and one of them was very well fleshed out, and the other two were not.
Coding 101.
There are people who try to get into programming thinking that, well, if they don't have this tinkerer gene, that they can sort of learn it. But it's sort of like forcing yourself to paint by numbers and still calling yourself an artist.
Know-how.
So you're our guest expert, and what would you like to show us today?
Well, I'm going to show you how to upgrade the memory in your Macintosh computer.
I think I broke something.
Twit. It's not your father's twit.
No, actually, in that case, it was your father's twit. I tell you, Mike Elgin has been knocking it out of the park. I hope you've been watching TNT every day, 10 a.m. Just a great, insightful list of the stories that we're talking about and interviews with people who are really understand. It's a deep dive, and I'm just very proud of it. Let's see what Mike is up to. What's coming up this week, Mike?
Coming up this week, everything happens on Wednesday, April 2nd. Microsoft's annual Build Developer Conference kicks off in San Francisco that day. Amazon is expected to unveil a new streaming video product at a special event Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific. We'll cover it live here on the TWiT Network. And some guy named Leo Laporte will host a Google Plus Hangout with internet legend Vint Cerf Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. That's what's coming up on the Wednesday ahead. Back to you, Leo.
Thank you, Mike Elgin. Yeah, and Friday we will be doing Windows Weekly in studio. You're invited to come by. I just want to, we're doubling down on geekiness. I just really, really want, you know, there's lots of technology coverage in the world, but I really want to just be super geeky. I just want to get as geeky as we can and give people the information they care about, they need, and I feel like we're on the right track. So and I think Mike was a great acquisition. Our show today, we'll get back to the news in just a second, brought to you by Stamps.com. I want you to start using your time more effectively. It's tough deciding when you're a business where to focus. You know, if you're a software developer, do I develop for iOS? Do I develop for Android? If you're in a business, there's one thing you do not want to send your resources out to go to the post office to waste valuable time getting stamps for mailing and shipping. If you ship, if you mail, and most businesses do, whether it's invoices, brochures, flyers, or products, you got to use Stamps.com. It's the modern way to do fulfillment. We use it here. It's fabulous. It lets you access everything the post office can do right from your desk, and you don't have to wait till the post office is open to do it. You can do it 24/7. With your computer, your printer, no postage meter, no special inks, you can buy and print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail. It's a fraction of the cost of a postage meter. I'm going to show you how you can get that USB scale so you always have exactly the right postage. Even when the postage, you know, the cost of a stamp goes up, which it just did, it's automatic at stamps.com. You also get discounts you can't get at the post office. Plus, stamps.com, because it's a computer, can do all sorts of stuff the post office can't do. You can import addresses from all the popular address books, use cost codes to track postage spending by specific customer. Get automatic address verification, discounts on insurance on certified mail and return receipt, automatic fill out of international customs forms. In fact, you don't handwrite any forms anymore. You could print right on an envelope, so it looks great. It's got your company logo, takes the address from QuickBooks or Amazon or Etsy or eBay, wherever you're selling. Of course, your return address is automatically populated. I think this is such a great service. Stamps.com. Go there right now before you do anything else. Click that mic. See that mic up at the upper right-hand corner there? Stamps.com. Click that and then type in TWIT and you're going to get a special offer, $110 no-risk trial. Of course, you get 30 days of Stamps.com, but you also get $55 in free postage that you can use over the first few months of your account. You get that scale. You pay shipping and handling. I think it's $5, so we'll give you a $5 supply kit to make up for that. And by the way, you can cancel any time in that first 4 weeks. Pay nothing, but the scale is yours to keep. Stamps.com. Please use the promo code TWIT, if you will. We were talking about Mike Elgin. Wrote an interesting article. I wonder what you guys think. He says Apple should buy Yahoo. He says, what? I really love the way he put this. When Google or Facebook has a new initiative, they want to get people together to talk about it. They get them together on their social media presence, mm-hmm. right? When Twitter has something to say, when Apple has something new and exciting and wants its users to talk about, it goes to the Apple social. No, there is no Apple social media site. Mm-hmm. There is no way for Apple users to, there's no way to leverage that social media skill that Google does with Google Plus or Facebook does with Facebook. Apple, Mike says, needs eyeballs and user data.
World's biggest company, huh?
And Yahoo has both.
These poor guys are starving to death.
Well, and
they need that social media boost.
Yahoo is worth about $37 billion. Apple's got five times that in cash. They could literally write a check today. They'd get Marissa Meyer, which would be quite an acquisition. I don't know if she'd stick around, but I bet you she would.
Oh, I bet you she wouldn't.
She wouldn't?
The reason she's Yahoo's CEO is because she has power that she could never get at Google. She hit a ceiling. There are so many ceilings at Apple.
Yeah.
She would never go, after being CEO of a company like Yahoo, she'd never go back.
No, I agree.
Is there anything Apple could offer that would get her happy, make her happy?
Make her the CEO.
Tim's head.
A new iPhone 6?
Make her the CEO.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's seriously.
Ooh, let's talk about that.
Tim Cook's a great COO. They need a lead singer, a front man or woman, somebody who can take the stage with charisma, confidence. Wouldn't Marissa be a great CEO?
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think she would be a great president. CEO as well.
I think she'd be great at everything. I don't really see that.
She's a fangirl, so don't pay attention to her.
Without something drastic happening, I don't think they would move Tim Cook aside. It would be a bit of an admission of defeat, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's not like the company's going broke.
There's no reason to, anyway.
He's on a rocket ship.
I think he's been doing a great job.
But you got it. As unfortunately,
I really don't think this is just a ludicrous hypothetical.
I don't know. Look at
that. Apple is going to buy
Google has 187 million unique visitors every month.
When I write stuff like this, I get called a troll. Let me tell you that right from
Mike
the start.
Mike does not mind being called a troll. It's kind of trollish, but I think it's not a bad idea. Maybe there are some non-starters. Marissa's one, perhaps. But I do think this is something Apple has never done well. Look at Ping. terrible.
Well, when did Yahoo do it well? Refresh my memory.
96, Flickr? 97.
Flickr's good.
90.
There you go.
Flickr's good.
Yahoo bought Flickr.
Yahoo's content sites are very strong.
But that's not the same as social. What they do very well is content. They haven't even put a toe in the social water for a very long time because they know that's not something that they're doing well and they don't want to compete in that arena.
It's a bad idea. I'm sorry I mentioned
it. I think it's a fascinating idea.
Sorry you mentioned it.
They're there, Leo.
A little louder, Leo.
I feel like I'm beating you up today, and I'm really not.
I'm actually enjoying it.
Do you want another cupcake?
Yes.
What is my safe word, just so I know?
Oh, please.
Google.
Harry's.
Well,
Google. Yes, we don't need this sort of chit chat.
I'm not including you, John.
It's a family show.
You're over there.
It's a family show.
You're over there.
He's just jealous.
Are you ready for Google I.O., the developer conference coming up soon?
Yes, I am.
You got a ticket to go?
Nobody has yet.
Well, I have a press pass. Oh, the registration.
Yeah, let's show this.
I'm just going to say something.
Somebody spent a lot of time at Google, wasted a lot of time.
Here's the thing. Last year, there were a lot of glitches in the registration. People got charged for tickets they never got. People tried over and over to register, and the website got broken because 9,000 million billion people wanted to go to I.O. So this year, instead, they're giving you 2 days, 2 leisurely days to sign up for your I.O. ticket anytime you want. And then they're selecting people at random who
they're
get
drawing.
To come. There's no meritocracy.
It's like Burning
There's
Man.
There's no first come, first serve.
That's how Burning Man's doing
this
it.
This is done poorly. They should either charge more and let people pay to get into the thing.
They
should stop giving stuff away because that's what causes this.
I think that's why it's jammed.
Stop giving stuff away and see who really wants to go to this thing.
I love the developer side of it. I love going to the little chats and seeing, okay, here's what they're going to do next. Here's how I can build an app for whatever service or device that they're coming out with. It's fascinating stuff. And there are people there who are just not, well, I mean, they want to be there. Sure, they deserve to be there, but not as much as others.
I think people who go there should be there for a good reason, not just to get some free stuff.
Totally.
I think, is it not unreasonable? I mean, I don't know how many people think getting Moscone West, maybe 5,000. It's not unreasonable to say there are many, many more people than that want to develop for Android.
And why, if they're going to have this issue, why don't they just make the venue bigger, take the bigger Moscone, do it like
you know what they did last year?
Where does
the
Wi-Fi load it up.
They did stream all of the content, did they not last year?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And they're doing that this year.
I think if you really want the material, you can get it. What people want to do is get together. Yes, they want free stuff, but they also want to see
screw the free stuff. And then if you want the material, watching this streaming is not the same as going up to the guy right after
asking
a speech.
Like,
you know, the funny thing, when you said this, it doesn't make sense because of this. And then the guy says, oh, because of this. You can't do that on a stream.
I've been playing this front page. You don't have to do that, by the way. If you want to register, just scroll down. That's the test. It's like, okay, if you're like me, you're just going to play the game for hours, hoping that gets you a registration to Google I.O. Or if you're a smart developer, you're just going, well, let me say, oh.
Actually, somebody has in the chat room has a great idea. Google should just buy Burning Man and do the thing
combine
out there.
It all together.
Because half the people go to Burning Man that work at Google.
I think
that's a lot of sand in your phone.
No. Alkaline.
And in other uncomfortable places, too, I might add.
Your crevasses.
I would say I think random choice is a little bit better than what we had before, at least, because at least hopefully the site won't crash, and it won't be just people logging on, buying 20 tickets for everybody in their company who may or may not need to go.
It's
just because
so
they
sad.
Got in first. It is sad that they had to go that route.
I hate it when
it's better than crashing the site.
People have no control over their own fates, which is usually the case.
You know who has control over their own fates? People who invest in Bitcoin. That is the future.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's talk about this.
The IRS has decided that Bitcoin is not a currency. It's property.
I thought that was a great idea.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Sure.
Sure. It's a little complicated. So, for instance, I have 7 Bitcoins in my wallet. I need to know what they were worth when I acquired them so that when I sell them or buy something with them, I can pay capital gains tax on the difference. That's how it's treated like property. But that does make sense. It's just there is the onus on the user to figure out what their stuff is worth. But I guess somebody suggested maybe the next generation of Bitcoin wallets could do this somewhat automatically and so forth.
I don't have a Bitcoin.
What it does mean is that the federal government has finally said, yes, this is something.
Yeah, something.
It's funny. At VentureBeat, we track all of the venture capital news, and the investments in Bitcoin startups are just off the Richter for something that's very, it seems like it's doomed to crash and burn any second now. They're pumping so much money into it.
Mm.
So much money.
It's crazy.
Bitcoin
it
miners
I agree with you.
Will have to include the fair market value of the virtual currency on the day that it appears in their wallet, the day it's mined, as income.
Ah.
And then that's the basis, their basis, when they use it for something. That's the new value, and they have to pay capital gains on the difference between the basis and the final value.
How many Bitcoins do you own?
Complicated.
7. I'm proud owner of 7.
So you were worth $3,500 worth of Bitcoins.
Yeah, it was at one time worth $10,000. It's now worth $3,500. I should have sold at the peak.
Yeah, you should have. But how do you know what the peak is?
That's a good question.
If you listen to Max Kaiser, the peak is $100,000.
The Winklevi say 40, and I thought that was bullish.
Here's the thing. You can't quantitatively or even qualitatively understand how it's going to move. It's not like any other kind of security where you can make educated guesses.
Yeah,
there's no fundamentals to analyze. It's
you know who's screwed is somebody who's been Bitcoin mining all this time now suddenly has a tax liability, unexpected tax liability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and a buttload of money.
Well, that's true.
But we must have known this was coming. I mean, they should have seen the writing on the wall that ultimately this is going to be acknowledged in one shape or another, and the government will want their cut. They always do.
It does seem like I don't have a dog in this hunt, but it seems like a reasonable interpretation of what Bitcoin is. I love this one. It's picking up people minting money. Mm-hmm. King, the creators of Candy Crush, had their IPO, and the stock dropped 16% in the first day. They went off at, what, $22.50? Ended the day at $19.
Yeah. Closed the week at $18.
That's not as bad as it could have been. No, Facebook's IPO was worse than that. Twitter's IPO was worse.
Was it? Both of them dropped that much.
I believe
This is a 50-cent stock. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think that the stock market's basically saying to King, you're a one-hit wonder. You've got Candy
Crush.
Well,
they got their example over here in the city.
What's Zynga traded at right
Zynga.
Now?
Yeah.
I'm going to look up.
Zynga's down to a couple of bucks a share, I believe.
It's another 50
cents. They launched,
stock.
I think, almost exactly the same share price, as a matter of fact, and they've dropped.
They're currently worth half of their float price.
Zynga's trading at $4.42 right now.
42.
Yeah.
I think they launched at 22 as well.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, I mean, it's very easy to compare the two because we've got Candy Crush versus Farmville. We've got, you know, a very strong tie to Facebook like we had before. But one of the big differences here is that King is really focused on the mobile side of things much more so than Zynga ever was. Zynga is very tied to Facebook, whereas King's got a much, much bigger, you know, dog in the hunt when it comes to the mobile side of things. They've got iOS apps and Android apps, and they're finding good success there. But 80% of the revenue comes from this one game.
Right.
And they, even though they have hundreds of other games.
Significant revenue.
600 developers.
$1.9 billion
it's
last
amazing,
year.
Isn't it?
And that's up from $200 million the year before. Yeah. So that's a huge increase.
It's not an insignificant. Yeah. I'd take the money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
93 million people play Candy Crush every day, more than a billion plays a day.
Yeah. It's still, amazing.
Still, I have never played the game.
Who are these people, John?
Not me. Tim?
I've played it as research only.
Tim plays it. Research only.
It's actually strange and compelling. It's just bedazzled, right?
It's bedazzled. No, it's just
bedazzled.
Old game. It's like
you slide stuff and things disappear.
Space invaders, you know, they have an IPO.
It's candy that makes you want to do it, and then it has
candy.
It's one. I'll tell you what it really is.
Okay.
And if they could bottle this, they might have some value. It's one of those games that's these are psychologically addictive. They're really tricksy in how their reward structure happens, how they get you to post to Facebook to get an extra life. They've done it very well. And I think there is some value in that. If they really understand
What's the value?
The value is in a deep understanding of the psychology of gameplay and the psychology of gameplay in a social environment.
But it's evil. Well,
there's no value to me.
The value is getting people to
waste their time. I'm a zombie. I'm a hooked zombie.
Yeah.
There's no thought involved in it.
There she goes.
There's no empathy. There's no connection.
That's why people like it. They're just, it's calming.
People suck.
Don't you watch TV?
There she goes. I knew
you ever watch TV?
She doesn't do much.
Every now and then, I don't have a lot of time.
She's
one of those.
She reads.
Did you go to a Waldorf school and that kind of thing? Do you live on yogurt?
She went to a Statler school. If
you didn't even ask me.
I went to college. I did not go to school.
Were you homeschooled?
Up until a certain point, and then I started doing, like, I would read books and do videos and stuff. But no, I did not go.
Were you a street urchin? Did you pick pockets with Fagin?
She doesn't look too urchin-ish.
I did work when I was a child.
Did you pick pockets? You don't let him put
this
up with
this. This is so colorful.
He is like
why are you asking me about my childhood?
Well, wait a minute. Because you're an odd person.
I take that as the greatest compliment.
Yeah, you want to be. You want to be. I know. I get it.
I embrace who I am. And who I am doesn't like the thought of people wasting their brain cells.
Governor.
And she doesn't like people wasting their time.
I agree.
Or
it's
something.
Not even their time. It's that they just grow dull and numb and scary.
Well, here's some good news. Ryan Seacrest lost in court.
Well, that's the first time. For
I know
what?
He's so good looking. I hate him. He made okay. Remember, he made the.
Do you know that Seacrest is probably just rolling in dough? I mean, this guy
probably definitely. He's got a $100 million contract with Clear Channel, the company that pays me for this stupid radio show.
He's
one-tenth of the amount.
Mentored by Dick Clark, took over all his properties. He's essentially
right.
This is not a slouch of a guy to make money, Dick Clark.
All right, a hundredth.
And he
all right, thousandth.
Anyway.
Good for him.
My old producer from Silicon Spin works for NBC Universal, Jennifer.
Yeah.
And she told me that this guy, because she works for him too, he comes in and he has a million appointments every day, exactly a half hour. He's got a handler with him. They hit the stopwatch. He comes in. They do the briefing. Click out to the next meeting.
Would you want to be him?
That sounds like a miserable life. I
sounds
know.
Horrible.
And he's just on the go.
Yeah. Well, he's making a lot of money. Anyway, he decided that to be on the go, he couldn't type on a screen. He had to have a BlackBerry-style keyboard, so he made the Typo. You might have seen it at CES. It was a case for the iPhone 5S that slides on, and it gives it a BlackBerry keyboard. It's ugly. Well, apparently BlackBerry thought it looked a lot like their keyboard, and they sued him. A court judge in San Francisco has issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting Typo from the sale of its keyboard. So I got one.
You did?
Yeah.
Hang on to that sucker.
Yeah, I should. Actually, I gave it to a fan.
Oh. They tried to give me one at CES, but I declined because I had no
I bought no it. It was $100.
It.
Steve Gibson bought two. You know what he does?
They're worth more than Bitcoin soon.
Yeah.
Gibson?
He's also got 50 Bitcoins.
Gibson?
Yeah.
Dude, set.
You know what he does? He buys stuff he really likes and he puts it in the freezer.
Gibson's nuts.
I wish I had the Dvorak soundboard still, because that's a good one right there. I want a video soundboard. Anyway, yeah, if you have a Typo, hold on to it. It might be worth something.
I don't see how he could have lost that case.
Well, it's not over. They're going to have a trial now, but the judge felt like it was had enough merit.
A keyboard.
No, but if you saw it, it's domed. It really looks like, doesn't it?
It's got the same shape to the keys that are really designed to fit your thumbs. Okay. And come in from the sides. It's very, very similar. Mm. And apparently, there was an attempt at a BlackBerry licensing deal, but it didn't go through.
That was their mistake.
Yeah.
Because that was, in effect, admitting that they were copying it.
Right.
Yep. It raised their
awareness. That's a problem.
Yes. Big mistake.
Yes, indeed. Although RIM/BlackBerry should have done this in the first place on the cells. It would have made some money.
Good point, Dave.
I do love physical keyboards, man.
Do you use the original Droid? No. You don't use a smartphone, that's right.
No, I have a Windows phone that I'm using now. It's delightful. But no, why is it delightful?
Yeah.
Because it makes other interfaces look primitive. Mm. I think it
is a good interface.
It's pretty and twirly and sparkly. It's like the Disney princess of smartphones.
I love this phone.
Oh, here we go.
Did you see the pictures I posted of Jolie on my Google Plus?
I don't look at anything.
Sure.
I've actually quit the internet long before she did.
I was the first to quit the internet.
I quit the internet before there was an internet.
You whippersnappers.
If I quit again, can I still come back?
I just didn't want to offend you by inviting you. Because I thought,
it's so hard to offend me.
I know, we've tried. God knows. no, I just thought, well, she gave up the internet. She probably wouldn't want to be on Twitter anymore. But you are always welcome. I shouldn't have assumed. So this is a picture I took before the show. This is the new HTC One, the M8, which a lot of reviewers, Anand gave it a very positive review, saying it's not perfect. He would have liked
How's
to see an improved
left?
Camera.
The old HTC One is a dog.
Yeah, because I gave you my old one.
Arr.
They've improved it. It's the battery's 13% bigger. It's 2600 milliamp hours.
The phone's bigger.
The phone's bigger because it's a 5-inch screen instead of 4.7. But also, they're using the new Qualcomm 801 chips, which have some really
801.
Oh, yes, it's one better.
The 801.
So, but watch this. Look at it. So this is the camera. Okay. Right? I took a picture of Jolie before the show, and then I played with it. It has a couple of interesting features. This is one I like. The ability to selectively defocus in software the background. The reason they're doing that is they have two sensors. So the normal camera sensor from last phone is still there, but they've added the front camera sensor from the old M7, and it's taking depth information at the same time. Uh-huh. Now, don't you think, John, that that's a pretty nice – I mean, look, it's not a professional.
You get some bokeh effect out of the
boom. Yeah, you get some bokeh, yeah. Now, watch this. This is a special effect, the motion zoom that I've added. I don't know about this one.
I think I look like Elvira in that one.
That's silly, the little paste on things. That's dumb. This I like, though. You can add falling Japanese cherry tree blossoms, or that's dandelions, and it turns it into a movie. Oh, no, that's...
Yikes!
that turns her into me. That was scary, wasn't it? That's a bad effect.
Quite a filter.
Yeah. I think this is... Anyway, I'm actually... I'll review this one before you buy on Tuesday. But,
can I see it again?
You played with the HTC One. It's in Korean now, unfortunately.
Do you want me to fix that for you?
Yeah, could you?
If you could figure that out, I'd be great.
It'd be a Cyrillic when she's done.
The one complaint I've heard people say about that who've had some time with it is that it's actually, in terms of the hardware, it's even more slippery than the last one. And a lot of people had issues dropping the last one because it was kind of round and kind of hard to hold on to. One's even more rounded.
I would say it's slippery. It's brushed metal. Yeah.
They should put the Gecko stuff on it.
And you could never put it down.
They make the silliest case. Have you seen the dot? What is it called? The dot view?
The case.
It's like a light bright.
You talking about the Gecko guys?
No, this is a case that HTC One is making.
Oh.
So what it does is, and I don't think this is going to save you any battery life.
It turns on the magic of colored light. Is what it does.
The case has dot holes in it in the front. And then it the screen knows because of the magnet in the case that the dot view case is on it, and it starts to it shows the time, the date when calls come in through the holes. It looks like a light bright. It's the strangest thing.
Huh. It's a great idea,
but at least it's unique.
Yeah,
it's
it is. The problem is most people don't like flip cases.
Yeah, I don't want a case on this, but it, the reason I bring it up is John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, John didn't want to drop it. This would keep. It's got a little rubberized texture. Mm-hmm. Actually, it comes with a little case in the box. There's a little. Shell case. So maybe they acknowledge it. But look at that. See, it shows the time as the alarm's going off. If you swipe it, but it looks like a, it's weird because it looks like a light bright. It doesn't.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's different. You're right.
I like it that they're trying something different. I, you know, I almost want to plug this phone just because I want the, this plucky little company to succeed.
Yeah, I think we all do.
And they're really on the edge, frankly. I don't think that.
Yeah, they're always on the edge. They got pretty poor public relations going on the way I see it.
They can't compete with Samsung. Samsung's they spending hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on marketing every year. It's, HTC doesn't have it. And frankly, I've got to say, I've finally come to the opinion that Samsung phones are crap.
You know, that's funny because my stepson, Eric, he just does nothing but complain about these things.
They're crap.
He says, can you get me a free phone? I say, no, I can't get your free phone. I can't get free anything because everything has changed. But he I don't know. I have a Samsung Nexus phone that is.
That's different. That's a Nexus.
Okay.
That's great. I agree with you because that's a Google Experience phone. And if you buy the Galaxy S4 Google Experience phone, that'll be all right. That's a little plasticky. They can get the HTC One M8, the new one, as a Google Experience phone as well. Hey, you changed it.
I fixed it.
You
for
put
you
it back in English.
Yes,
do you speak Korean?
Mm-mm.
You're just smart. She, but now there's no time at all.
She recognized the icons. No time.
No time.
No time to lose.
Actually, I had to.
Did you change it from
out.
Korean to invisible?
No, I don't know what it is doing right now.
Huh.
Oh, hey, there.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Whew.
It was just rebooting.
It was probably downloading all the fonts that you had deleted. Thank you very much. I want them to do well because I want the competition. I feel like Samsung has become a behemoth.
They're a bully, too.
And they are a bully.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have an Android device that has aesthetics as a priority, whereas with Samsung, yes. With so many other Android devices, aesthetics are very much a second or third or fourth or fifth thought. Performance and battery life are really the leading things that most Android buyers look for, whereas with the One, they obviously spend a lot of time with the design and the engineering, which is very nice. Yeah. But unfortunately, I mean, the One sold really well for HTC, but it didn't sell anywhere near the Galaxy S4 or, of course, any of the iPhones at the time.
Do you think were they able to make money, do you think?
From what I've heard, they did okay with it.
Okay.
But I don't know that they did enough. I mean, HTC had so many devices that were doing pretty well for them before, and now they've got, you know, this is pretty much the one that they're hanging their hat on, whether it's enough. And I don't know that there's enough change here to really convert anybody who didn't like the HTC One.
Yeah, if you didn't like it. Although they did do one thing that really bothered me, they fixed, which is they've now got the Google on-screen buttons instead of the capacitive buttons. HTC did a non-standard two-button thing, which was very confusing, but now they've got the standard. In fact, Sense 6, which is the new Sense that's on this, is actually very good. They have the Blink feed. They've updated that to do a really good job.
There's so much crap.
And it's great that they're pushing that back to the other devices, too. And you can get Blink feed now.
You can download it now.
On other devices if you like it.
Yeah.
If you like it.
And I've always loved the Zoes.
You know what I think is really exciting?
What do you think? Which Windows phone do you have, by the way?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's really exciting to look at the burgeoning group of low-end smartphones, like the Firefox OS phones, the LG, whatever it is, Mini that came out, where they're sort of a smartphone, sort of a dumb phone, cheap to manufacture, cheap to buy, and they conserve power very, very well. And then you have applications like WhatsApp that helps them conserve data as well.
Right.
I think that is where all the growth in the world is going to happen, literally in the world.
I like the Nokia 521, which is their low-end Windows phone. But, of course, Nokia decided to do Android. Mm-hmm. And they've got the Asha line as well, and these are very big in the developing world. I don't know. I mean,
a phone you can buy for $50 that can change lives.
I agree.
In ways that
I agree.
It aren't scary.
Yeah.
This will be the first build with Nokia, by the way, which will make it extra interesting.
The first
build conference this week.
But will Nokia be there as a Microsoft? They're not yet owned by Microsoft.
There's a conference.
Late till April.
There's a Nokia conference Wednesday.
They're going to do their own thing. Mm-hmm. That's how they'll handle that. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
They'll report back.
I look forward to it. I mean, we will do a lot of build coverage next week on the show. We're going to take a little break, come back with some final words. You're watching This Week in Tech with the best. I told you, did I not? The best panel ever. Jolie O'Dell, back from the internet grave.
Hinterlands of the real world.
Are you considering cutting up the credit cards? Disconnecting the phone? No. You like that stuff. Mm-hmm. No? Don't you think a credit card company knows more about you than Google?
Yes, but they have a very different history of what they do with that information. Very different. You do your thing now. Do your thing.
I'm going to do my ad.
Okay.
Tim Stevens is also here from CNET. You're doing the car thing.
I'm doing a lot of car stuff.
I'm really glad about that. That's great.
Yeah, they'll be doing even more car stuff coming up this summer.
I want to ask you what I should buy after this.
All right. Wait a minute.
What?
You just bought an Audi A8.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I won't ask you.
You can have more than one car. I like cars.
He's going to start collecting cars now. That's the end.
Tim races.
Beginning of the end.
Did you know that Tim races?
I do race. On the ice, no less, in the wintertime.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
The racing season's over because the lakes aren't thick enough. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, that ice racing in cars is hilarious.
And what kind of car? You fixed up a Triumph?
No, it's a Subaru that I race in the winter.
It's actually quite funny to watch.
Do you have snow tires, chains?
Studded snow tires.
Studded tires.
Yeah.
So you do have traction.
Yeah, you'd be surprised to have a race with no traction.
Everyone just spins on the way. Watching these guys race these things in the ice is like watching a greyhound race. Have you ever been to a track?
Yeah.
Because half the time one of the dogs falls and they all fall all over the place. It's a mess.
Is it anything like a tractor pull?
It's like sitting floating around the ice.
I'm going to
sophisticated.
There's got to be a YouTube video.
Same audience, but
we'll get the video in a second. And also Dvorak is here. I don't know why.
Dvorak. No Agenda Show.
NoAgendaShow.com. .com. Now twice weekly for your enjoyment. Our show today brought to you by Fresh Books. I know tax time. Oh, this is terrible news. 2 weeks away. 2 weeks from Monday.
I just filed.
It would be so much easier if you didn't have that shoebox full of, you know, papers, printed invoices. Wouldn't it be nice if it were all on the computer? No more hunting for receipts, digging through invoices, going through records one by one. FreshBooks is here to help. The simple cloud accounting solution. It can't help you this year. But next year, it'll make tax time a breeze. With FreshBooks, you can create professional-looking invoices. No more Word and Excel invoices. No, these are look good with your logo, your stuff. Capture and track expenses. They have smartphone apps, too, so you just press a button, and it'll keep track of all of the, you know, time and expenses. Plus, you get real-time business reports with a couple of clicks. You can work anywhere. FreshBooks has mobile apps for your phone and tablet, too. I started using FreshBooks literally 10 years ago. And it just saved my life. You get paid faster. It makes it easier. They do currencies so you can invoice people around the world. I had to do that. That was one of the main things that FreshBooks solved for me. And now they're better and better. The sooner you start using FreshBooks, the sooner you can start focusing on the work you love. FreshBooks. Focus on your work, not your paperwork. For a limited time, try FreshBooks free for 60 days, 2 months. To get started, visit getfreshbooks.com. FreshBooks.com. And when you see the How Did You Hear About Us section, if you would, just put Twit. Let them know you heard it on Twit. Right now, FreshBooks is giving our listeners an extended 60-day free trial to make tax time a breeze next time. FreshBooks, and it's not FreshBooks.com, although that you will get a site there, but we want you to go to GetFreshBooks.com. That's where you can get the 60 days free. GetFreshBooks.com. We thank you for their support. John C. Dvorak, I didn't know you liked hookahs.
Hookahs.
Actually, that is a Price Club bottle of vodka. How big is that?
This is Kirkland. This is Costco, not Price Club.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. It is Kirkland brand vodka.
Yes. And for insiders, because you always want to tip every once in a while, people out there.
Love those liquor tips.
This is Grey Goose.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
They just put a Kirkland sticker on it.
Grey Goose makes a crap load of this stuff for them.
Grey Goose is supposed to be a good vodka. I don't know how you can tell the difference. All vodka is the same. It's just distilled.
The giveaway here, of course, says made in France. But if you actually grill the company about it, they say, yeah, it's Grey Goose.
Wow.
And it's like one-third the price.
Stop buying Grey Goose and start buying Kirkland vodka.
Yeah, but this is a better bottle. A big, heavy bottle.
Certainly larger volume.
It's 1.75 or something like that. It's huge.
It looks like a Magnum, yeah. It's a Magnum of vodka. So where can I find
of the week.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, can I put a link somewhere?
Yeah, just tell me what to search for.
Search for Adirondack Ice Racing.
Adirondack Ice. Stevens. I just love the name.
Have you ever won a championship?
I've won many a race.
Do you wear a bunch of patches all over yourself?
Round one heat one
at Caroga Lake?
Yeah. Round one heat one's fine.
Are you in that one?
That's me.
Is that the Adirondack Motor Enthusiast Club?
You got it.
Oh, look, Tim posted this on his YouTube.
Oh, my goodness.
So is this a GoPro or something you have?
This is a GoPro sitting in the car. Yeah, we're right now.
You're on a frozen lake right now?
On a Caroga Lake. So if we go a little further up here, you can see some of the excitement once the race gets started.
I do not.
It's a little bouncy.
Well, lakes are not as smooth as you think that they would be.
You'd think they'd be like ice.
No, they're actually very bumpy. So we're actually getting air sometimes when you're going down the straight because there are so many big cracks and stuff.
Is it snow on there?
No, it's because the ice cracks, it shifts, and then it freezes in again. And plus, there are lots of ice fishermen out there. They'll dig holes in the ice, and every now and again, they'll hit one of the holes, which will do bad.
How do you see? So the course is marked, it looks like, with cones?
There's cones, yep. And we are wheel-to-wheel. You can see him coming up on an Audi here, trying to pass him. And,
Those Audis, they got no pickup. There he goes. Bye-bye.
You own an Audi.
I know. I love it. But it's the Quattro that you want on these races. Of course, you got a four-wheel.
All-wheel drive from the track, for sure.
So what's your car? What is this car?
This is a 2002 Subaru WRX.
Is he spinning out there? Or?
No, just he gets the tail out. You hang sideways.
It's drifting, we call it.
It is drifting. Yeah. This is drifting with very low grip.
There he goes, both of you. Yeah. Oh, and now you can't see, so that's dangerous.
It is.
Yeah, I've driven in blizzards like that, but geez.
Just like that.
Well, yeah, you can't.
This looks like fun.
It is the most incredibly fun thing that you can do in a car.
Have you wrecked it ever?
I did get hit finally. I've been doing this for years, and I just got hit finally for the first time this winter. Oh. I unfortunately spun off myself and got hit by a Saab. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Amanda.
Amanda, you don't mind that he does this? No? Have you ever done it? No.
How fast do you actually end up getting?
We are in the speed limit class. We get up to about 80 or...
Okay, there you go.
80, 90 miles an hour.
Oh, you get to
90. You're kidding.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody asked him, Chad, do I double clutch? Yes, I do double clutch.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You're one of them.
I have an older Toyota, which has a kind of blown transmission, so you kind of have to double clutch.
That's a technique, though, right?
It is a technique.
Do you ever pull the handbrake at the same time as you...
See, I have an older Subaru with a viscous center. This is getting really technical. It doesn't really work very well in my car because if you pull the handbrake, it locks up all four.
Oh, you don't want to lock. No.
But if you have, I have an STI as well. If you pull the handbrake on that, it disengages the central.
I'm bringing my Mustang because that would, you can drift in that thing like crazy.
There's a two-wheel drive class. It should come out.
Is there?
Yeah, drive it up to New Hampshire.
It's upstate New York. Why don't they call it Northern New York? They call it upstate.
I don't know.
It should be Northern New York. They got Northern Virginia. Northern California, but no.
Nobody says upstate Virginia or upstate California.
I live in upstate California. I'm going to say that for now.
You live in Central. That. This is not upstate.
Well, North New York to me sounds like you're talking about somewhere in Manhattan.
Yeah. That's uptown.
Yeah. Upstate. And most people think that anything north of White Plains.
No, they like
is
to use
upstate,
the word up.
Which always makes us very irritated upstate.
So there was a kind of, I don't want to say nutty lady, but she was kind of nutty. She was recording, not digitizing. That's part of the problem.
Which lady is this?
Her name is Marion Stokes. She used to work in TV news. When she got out of it for decades, she recorded every on-air broadcast in her home on a VHS recorder, on several.
How many tapes did she have to buy?
40,000 tapes, VHS, and earlier, before that, Betamax.
Do you think she broke the little tabs out so you couldn't take over them?
You want to see what they look like? They look like exactly what you would think they look like.
Wrapped in bubble tape. Wow.
Oh, man. That takes me back.
What are the brands?
See, that
brand?
Looks like high school to
Sony
me.
Sure. Yeah. She has... Here's one. News. Saturn Pictures from August 81.
So she's an archivist.
Some might call it that. Some might call it a hoarder.
I would say that because it's organized, it's archiving. Big difference.
I'm sure she considered it archiving. Absolutely.
So what's the criticism of
There's
her?
There's no criticism.
She did
I have the no
world
criticism.
A favor.
Well, in fact, the Internet Archive thinks exactly that. They have started digitizing all 40,000 tapes in the Internet Archive. So you're going to see 60 episodes of input. That's the name of the program. You're going to see. You're going to see local news. You're going to see...
The Computer Chronicles, maybe?
Yeah, sure. Why not? In fact, actually, the Computer Chronicles are already on the Internet Archive in complete form.
That's awesome.
Stuart Chaffee, we actually interviewed him on Triangulation. He got those tapes to the Internet Archive, and they got them all up there. It's fun. John's on one of them.
It's a classic.
You took apart a computer, you couldn't put it back
together?
No,
I could put it back together, but it wasn't as easy as it looked. Besides that, the thing was meant to be taken apart. And meanwhile, Chaffee is worried sick because I think he has to return it or something, like pulling this thing into pieces.
It's fun to watch those classics, I'll tell you.
I had hair.
We should have had you on that episode with Stuart. That was a lot of fun to talk about.
I don't think he ever liked me.
Well, we talked about you during the interview.
Yeah, and he said that guy, something like that.
He said it with affection.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had those big aviator glasses. Those were
Were popular in the 70s or whatever that was.
The Internet Archive estimates about $500,000 to digitize these tapes. They are going to try to raise that money if you want to help them out, archive.org. Mm-hmm. There's another guy we interviewed who's wonderful. Brewster Kahle.
Kahle.
Yeah, I love him. And I love his mission.
I love his vegetables.
He said, you know what Kahle, I get it. He said that... copyright
like
be damned, basically. He said, you know what, libraries don't ask what's the copyright of the material we're collecting. We're a library. We're going to collect everything. We're going to download all the pages. We're going to save it all. And it's going to be a treasure trove for historians going forward. And I'm not going to worry about the copyright.
No one has sued him.
Nobody has.
No.
Nope. Nobody has.
You know, the problem is, I've become a Kindle user because you can read so fast on a Kindle Paperwhite. You can double your reading speed.
Really?
Oh, the thing is astonishing. Huh. And so one of the things I like to do is read these classics. Many are in public domain.
Yeah.
And so you can get them either in the Gutenberg Project, or if they don't have them there, then you go to the archive.org where they've been digitized. Horrible. Unreadable. Sorry.
That's one of the problems because, of course, technology is constantly improving. In the early days, a lot of these techniques weren't so
good. The thing with Gutenberg Project, they took these kinds of scans, and then they had people edit the whole thing. So you have a book that is really... well made. You can put it on you can get a Mobi file. You can put it on your Kindle and read it.
Free ones on Amazon too, but they're pretty bad too. The Gutenberg ones are definitely much better.
The Gutenberg ones are good, but they don't have everything. So I'm just bitching about that for no reason.
Apparently, Facebook is the source of news for a vast percentage of Americans. 30% of adults get their news on Facebook. 64% of adult Americans use Facebook. This is from the Pew survey of they've been doing this great research on the internet and American life. They released a report on Wednesday. 50% of social network users share or repost stories. Almost half share or repost stories, images, or videos. You know that from dwork.org/blog. People like to reshare that stuff and put
Yeah. How much of it is absolute bullcrap?
Oh, all of it.
Yeah, most of it.
Yeah.
And also, I saw one going around the other day that was just absolutely false. And the person, all the people I knew who'd posted it, had to go back and say, I'm sorry, this was a scam, it was a hoax, blah, blah, blah.
So what?
Yeah, we're living in a scam hoax world.
It's all a fairy tale.
I miss the days of verified media.
Oh, yeah, and you think it
when
was accurate?
That?
Yeah, really?
More
that was before
accurate,
you were
yeah.
born.
It never existed.
In 1999, that's when I started my career in media, and I worked at a weekly. Thank you very much.
A weekly?
Have a fact
checker? We took our time.
Weren't those called shoppers?
No.
Oh.
Did you have a fact checker?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Jolie. I've been trying to tell him that for years.
Essentially,
you too,
this
Leo.
Comes 10 years after a study that found that 21% of people under 30 got their news from The Daily Show. And I remember that
is
coming out.
Is this better or worse?
Yeah. That was a moment in time, for sure.
Well, one thing that Facebook's done, and I think it's bothering brands a little bit, they've changed their algorithm. They keep changing it, refining their algorithm of what makes it into your newsfeed. And now it turns out that all these brands have spent all this money building all these likes. Most of the stuff is not getting into people's newsfeeds. So if you're Coca-Cola, you spent millions building a Facebook page and in getting millions of likes, you would hope that everything you post would at least be seen by people who liked you. Very little of it is. A small percentage, small fraction of it is. And I think brands are starting to get a little... miffed by this.
It just means they have to post more. That's what we're finding out at VentureBeat.com,
really?
The internet website.
Are you studying the importance and the impact of social sharing?
Oh, my gosh. That has been my mission as managing editor to figure out how to make Facebook work for us better. the more we post, the more we get engagement and click-throughs and get to talk with, not just at,
right.
our yeah. Facebook fans.
So real content.
We post every 10, 15 minutes during the week.
But what percentage of your stories are making it, do you think, to people's news feeds? Are all of them making it to people's
news feeds? Well, we get engagement metrics, and it's not every fan doesn't see every story.
Right.
Obviously, that would be annoying.
Well, but it feels like, I mean,
but more people are seeing.
Am I nuts? Doesn't it seem like that I think of Facebook as I do at Twitter. When I follow somebody on Twitter, I will see 100% of what they post on Twitter.
Isn't
I may not see
awful,
it because.
But
do you want Facebook or Twitter or somebody else to choose which of the posts you see?
Someone's going to have to choose at some point. It can't be just you going through a string of garbage to find the three things you actually want to
see. My family, I follow my close friends, and I want to see all of their posts. And maybe a brand or two. You know, I really like Wendy's Burgers, so and I would want to see all of those posts. Or Venture Beat.
What? Well, you really like Wendy's Burgers? And
no,
so
he likes the advertising, remember?
No, they're square.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Or
whatever, but I'm just saying, maybe there's a brand you like that you'd like to see what they post. I mean, there's a few brands, like Levenger.
Really? Like what?
The Levenger catalog. I like what they post.
Who's Levenger?
Oh, you don't know about that? It's a reader's catalog. It's great. They got pens, they got desks, they got lights. It's great.
Huh.
Steve Levine found it. It's a friend of mine.
Friend of yours?
Yeah.
He's not advertising on the Twitter
I have
the
begged
network.
Him to buy ads, and he will not do it.
Huh.
But anyway, if I like them on Facebook, because I like pens, I have a pen fetish. You probably do too.
Don't you think this like thing is a little ridiculous?
Well, it doesn't
click. I like.
What's wrong with that?
It's idiotic.
It's engagement. Don't you want likes?
No.
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 What does VentureBeat want?
VentureBeat wants
readers.
Likes.
They want shares.
No, we want readers. We want readers.
So you want people to click a
they
link
want page
and go to
views.
Your site and see it?
Yeah, and learn something.
And does how well does Facebook work for you on that?
Very.
Okay.
See, the trick is to have them, if you want readers, you don't want someone to just click that link and then go away and never
right.
come back again. So the
we
trick is actually
to
convert them into coming back to
yeah,
your site again.
Yeah.
And that,
we're
that's
playing like that long game to do a lot of really good reporting and have people
yeah.
feel like they get something smart and original every
that's
time they
we
come.
That's what we do. We try to make good content and just trust that people will like it and engage with it.
Why am I here?
Because you're good content.
You're being exploited.
Oh, definitely. But I've exploited
Thanks.
You for years.
Mm-hmm. I know. The numbers go way up when I'm on.
See? You get a value. It's a mutual benefit.
Yeah, with Jolie.
VentureBeat, VentureBeat, VentureBeat. Go there. Read their stories. Don't read them on Facebook. Read it at VentureBeat.com. There are cupcakes.
Part of the problem, I think, is that Facebook is a single stream, more or less. I mean, you've got this thing on the right that gives you what's going on right now. But by and large, you've got this one
so is Twitter.
Shot right down the middle.
Right.
Not for me. I mean, if I use TweetDeck, I don't know about you, and I have five separate columns going in different things. Right, and I can't do that on Facebook. I can't create different columns or different things. You know.
Well, there's a business opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I follow more than 2,000.
How do you get out of this Zenit game?
I need 50,000 new Twitter followers.
Why?
Because somebody asked, and that's what number I've decided.
Well, can't you just buy them?
I'm not buying my followers. It's just I just think it's
how many do I have?
I think it's
I
wrong.
Think my followers. I think most of them are spammers.
Well, half of the I
for most of us.
There's actually a website. You can look it up, and they'll give you the spam number.
Really?
Yeah.
What is this internet website?
It's status.
It's something.
Tell us. Chat room will know because they told me earlier. It's
I'm curious about.
I checked it out. Mine's 30%, but most are 50.
It's typically 30 to 50%. Yeah. And that's I've never understood how that works on Twitter. This I guess you create the idea is I don't understand.
There's a bunch of Asians in India and South Asia. And
you mean
all
like this
place.
Guy, my newest follower?
Yeah, him.
Kenji Hayashi 2?
Probably.
Specie 8470 in chat, by the way, is saying that you can buy him cheap if you'd like.
Yeah. Oh, they're very cheap.
Can
oh,
I
him.
Buy, yeah, I'll buy a bunch of cheap ones.
I think a lot of these people are fake. What is the website chat room. Do you remember? Is it,
Failness.
Twitter. What is it?
Fakers.statuspeople.com.
That's it. They want you to subscribe.
Oh, I don't know if I want to subscribe to anything.
You can do 3 people for free or something like that.
Oh, do we take it down?
Jeez. This.
Is that what is that what Aaron's buying?
Yeah, go to plume.com/packs.
Aaron's going to, is using
he
that?
He has it, yeah.
The premium?
No. I don't know who you're talking about.
Faker's, by the way, we just practically
just
brought Faker's
in trouble with
Aaron's crawling.
Yeah,
God,
that didn't take
not.
Long at
we,
all.
We practically brought it down.
He's listening.
So
he
fake
has to
follower
listen to
check.
Me 24/7. Why would he tune in for more of that?
I don't know.
Do you
when
talk
I'm not talking,
all the time?
I'm singing. Yeah.
Really?
You're singing?
She's
yeah.
a rock star.
You wandered around the house singing?
She didn't tell you the reason she dropped
and
out of school.
And the little bluebirds follow me, and the squirrels do my chores.
La 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 la. I almost believe that, actually. I can just,
anything's
I can just see that happening. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. Are you trying to find? Oh, you, he's authorizing it. He's going to see.
Two-factor.
Do it later.
It's too hard. I know, two-factor. Tumblr's added two-factor. Everybody should use two-factor.
What's two-factor?
Well, you have your password, and then you'll have send you a text.
It's a pain in the behind.
I have a great suggestion for everybody. Find one real simple short password, like five letters, and use it for everything. It works.
It makes it so much easier.
I like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Monkey.
Yeah,
1, 2,
I don't
3
recommend that, but I say anything like that, you know.
I don't know my Twitter password, apparently.
It's such a pain in the butt.
This is not going to work for me. I'll just assume that they're all real, wonderful, loving people that follow me on Twitter.
So, all right, we'll wrap it up. A week from Tuesday, it's XPMageddon. XPPalooza. XPMageddon.
Okay.
I haven't come up with a catchy phrase yet. April 8th is the last update for Windows XP. Microsoft's
did you read my column on this where I think Microsoft made a huge mistake?
I did read that column.
You can make billions of dollars.
It's an opportunity, a business opportunity.
Supporting it just for the ATM machines. You don't need it for the public. Screw the public. They don't need to use the XP. But you got all these ATM machines. They're good. They're using XP, and you know some banker's going to say, don't you think we should upgrade? They're going to upgrade the entire ATM system that's working. To God knows what, it's going to go down.
That's much
it's going
worse.
To be a complete disaster.
I don't think they are going to upgrade. I don't think ATM. In fact, Steve said this. Steve,
yeah,
said
Steve
this.
Says this.
I don't think ATMs are a problem because they're not surfing the web, opening emails, clicking links, and instant messenger. They're not doing the things that are dangerous. Presumably, they're fairly locked down. I'm not so worried about that. I'm much more worried about the half billion kind of unsophisticated XP users, and it is almost half a billion.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Who probably won't, you know, patch. They won't do the right thing. They won't run as if. No, you know, limited user.
They no, then they say, gee, my machine's slow. You know.
Yeah, because it's sending spam to 8,000 people today. So what do you think? XP get explosion? XP-losion? Expiration?
Expiration. I think that's it.
All right, Jeffrey Needles, you win the prize. I'm going to send you my left sock.
After he wears it for a week.
Straight.
Just real Leo fans.
Expired. Are we worried about that? Is that? Oh, there we go. How many fake followers does OMG have? 9% fake, 54% inactive, 30% are good. That's about right. Most people, it's about a third good.
Yeah.
Really?
That's about right.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
And is that good in the Santa Claus sense? Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
50 cents
Lord
stock.
Have
it's
mercy
facing an
on
issue,
us all.
I think, in the long run.
One of these days, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for stopping by. I really want to thank Jolie O'Dell for being here from VentureBeat.com. She is the managing editor. Congratulations.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Friend.
Namaste. The geek in me recognizes the geek in you. Or the cupcake, whatever.
It's a geek.
By the way, thank you for the cupcakes. We're going to hand those out to our lovely audience. It's just 1, 2, 3.
Did you
four,
make
five,
these cupcakes
six,
yourself?
Seven,
yes, I did.
Just
she makes
right
her own
amount.
Cupcakes, and she's a good cook.
Squirrels.
Watch out for that Mike O'Donnell guy. He'll take two.
Please do.
John C. Dvorak, Channel Dvorak, NoAgendaShow.com. Great to have you as always.
It's always a pleasure, Leo.
Thank you, John.
It's the nicest thing you said the whole
isn't
show.
That, isn't that funny? So funny.
Yeah, funny.
Tim, it's great to see you in person. Thank you for being out here. And Amanda.
Thank you for
having me. Is that your wife's name?
That is my wife's name. Still?
You don't use the name and then ask.
Good to have you both. Good luck with the ice racing.
Thanks very much.
Have fun at Build.
I will.
Come by anytime. If you're still in town, just come back up anytime. We're here all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. We do Twit every Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's 2200 UTC.
Now weekly.
Now weekly. So there's no reason to miss it. If you don't get to see it live, you can always get an on-demand audio or video version after the fact.
Can I mention something? If anybody comes into Petaluma to watch this show live, and you come in a little earlier and go down one of the streets, there's a guitar shop in this town.
Great
which
place.
One? Tall Toad?
Tall Toad. Very
yeah.
good. You know it?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It's really top shelf stuff.
There must be a million guitars in there.
How do you guys know about it?
Because we're the cool kids.
I guess so.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was our little local secret. Thank you.
It is
a great Subaru dealership, though.
Okay. I'm getting that on the way out.
Yeah,
on
the way, on the way out the door.
I need a new bumper for my Subaru. So,
yeah, so I hear. I do wish you will tune in on Wednesday. We're going to have a jam-packed Wednesday. We will start with coverage in the morning of...
In the morning?
In the morning of... what is that in the morning? 8:30? Is it 8? When are we getting... When are we doing our live coverage? Very early of something.
Build?
Desktop. Amazon desktop.
Oh, yeah,
video.
I didn't even get to talk about this. This was a very interesting scoop from the Jessica Lessons, the information that Amazon might be launching, and I think they will, a streaming video service. They already have Amazon Prime. They bought a European service some years ago, which they've started to turn into basically a Netflix-like service. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to go beyond it. I'm very intrigued with what they're up to.
Yeah, they haven't
didn't they directly deny it? We don't comment on speculation and rumors. They just said, no, this is not.
We'll find out. 8:30 in the morning on Wednesday. We're going to cover the announcement because I feel like it's going to be something big. I'm going to be very disappointed if it's like another Kindle or something.
We're expecting a hardware streamer, and I think that's like a Chromecast kind of thing. But I do think that we could see a commercial-based streaming service. And there aren't really that many players out there that give you premium video with commercials. I mean, YouTube's doing some of that stuff for sure. Hulu, of course. But there aren't really that many. And that's sort of the model that's worked for everybody when it comes to streaming audio. You know, all these people launch premium streaming audio services thinking people are going to pay monthly. And then we'll also give them the commercial-based service that they'll, you know, just to give them a taste. But everybody does the commercial stuff. They don't want to pay for it. Right. So it's an interesting opportunity for Amazon, I think, for sure.
How about this for a prediction? 4K.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Netflix is going to do it. That'll be something to watch. Then later in the day, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time, our hangout with Vint Cerf, the father of the Internet. That should be very interesting. Our Build coverage will continue on Friday with Mary Jo Foley and Paul Thurrott in studio, a special edition of Windows Weekly Friday afternoon between 1 and 4. This week, a very big week ahead. Where did Chad run off to, John? He had to take care of some business.
He's in the bathroom.
Had to see a man about a dog. Do people say that?
What kind
no.
of
dog? We say Aaron has to take a very important business meeting.
Poor Aaron. So much has been revealed
Poor
about
Aaron.
Him.
Poor Aaron. He is going to be steamed when she gets back.
Now I know why. In every previous episode, he's accompanying.
He's always here to keep an eye
on
her.
He's keeping an eye on things.
Well, see, I say these things. They just come right out. And
that's my excuse.
Yeah.
That's what I say. I can't help it. I don't have a...
Control mechanism.
I lack impulse control.
Yeah, that's your excuse.
It's my weak cerebral
cortex.
Well,
we're more entertaining when we just let it flow.
I think that's true. Let it fly.
It's all about entertainment, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Another Twit.
This is amazing. Damn.
Doing the twit.
All right.
Doing the twit, baby. Doing the twit.
All right.
Doing the twit, baby.